Once a year, thousands of groupers gather on the reefs. With the coming of the full moon, an extraordinary event unfolds. They spawn. A female darts up and releases millions of eggs, quickly followed by the males who jostle to fertilize them. But starting new life can end in death. Grey reef sharks. Groupers are normally too quick for sharks, but a distracted grouper is shark bait. Sharks may snatch a few adults, but millions upon millions of fertilized grouper eggs are picked up by the current. Out in the open ocean, they hatch into larvae and become part of the vast plankton soup. And it's not just fish that depend on the whim of the open ocean to disperse their larvae. Land crabs and other crustaceans do too. But there's a deadline. They each have a set number of days to reach new islands. Astonishingly, these larvae are able to home in on the smells and sounds of distant reefs. Out of the millions of larvae that set off, only a small fraction will succeed in colonizing new islands. Curiously, some freshwater fish also spawn at sea and use the sea to help their larvae colonize rivers. These freshwater eels in the Solomons began their lives hundreds of miles away, possibly in a deep sea trench off New Guinea. Yet as larvae, and then elvers, they made their way into these freshwater pools, and over 40 years grew into 2-meter giants. The eels are highly prized by the locals. These Solomon Islanders hand feed them, not to fatten them up for dinner, but to encourage them to stick around. By scavenging on whatever's decaying here, the eels clean the islanders' precious pools of drinking water. And over time, the honorary guests have become tame.